Welcome to Hive Mind. I'm Meg. I'm on Zoom with Emily because we don't want COVID-19. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Meg. COVID infinity symbol.
COVID forever.
We probably have it. Whatever.
Whatever. let's not think about it too hard. Let's talk about the Housewives. Your thoughts on last night's episode.
I mean, another thing I'd like to not think about too hard is the Housewives because last night was the first time I said out loud, I don't like the show anymore. They pushed me too far. I got Provo pushed too far by the Housewives.
Last night was truly wild for me because the only housewife I considered wanting to spend 7 minutes with was Jen Shah.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Jenny. I still like Jenny. I still like Jenny. I actually liked Whitney last night a bit, to be honest. If we're being honest, I liked Whitney's energy. But it's really tough because I really, really do like Meredith and Heather, and both of them were being the worst. And Heather wasn't the worst on the show. She was fine on the show. Heather was the worst on Watch What Happens Live After. That's when I was like, I cannot with Heather. And I want to take a segue really fast to talk about that. So on Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen asked Heather, like, what do you think about the private investigator and like Jen Shah and all that? And she was saying, yeah, the private investigator said he felt very confident it was Jen Shah sending messages to us and Meredith's family, but he wasn't 100% sure. So I feel like I have to give my friend the benefit of the doubt. And how do you feel about that, Meg?
I feel bad about that because how much proof does she need?
That's what I'm like,
that this woman sucks.
I don't want to like damn my friends unnecessarily, but also like, don't be an idiot when it comes to protecting yourself. Like Jen, why not just take a step back from Jen Shah if it's 99%?
Yeah, just a pause. And maybe like don't defend her in public.
Heather also, I think she is unhealthy about how she feels about Lisa. Like, here's what I'll say about this. I think Lisa probably does suck. I think Lisa is probably thinks she's better than everyone. I think Lisa's probably very self-centered. But Lisa does not call you Shrek or Manatee or chubby like Mary and Jen have done. So that's why I'm like, she gets the way she talks about Lisa when Heather brings up Lisa is like, there is a real hatred in her eyes when she talks about Lisa. And I just don't get it because I'm like, I am sure Lisa, again, I bet she sucks and I don't want to be friends with her, but she has not done the things to you that Mary called Heather chubby last week on Instagram. And I'm like, and Jen Shah have done to you. So I just don't get it. And it seems so petty. That's why I'm like, it seems petty that you hate Lisa to the extent that you do when you actually have like two truly deeply terrible people you're like, okay with.
Not only okay with, defending.
She defends Jen. I think this is part of it too. People like love Jen Shah still. And I just don't get it.
Okay. How great though was Lucas last night?
Oh, he was incredible.
He was the best so Watch funny. What Happens Live guest I've ever seen.
Oh, 100%. And he still like likes Jen over Lisa. He says that, but like he has an awareness about it that I was okay with it.
Yeah. It's fine for you or me or Lucas to be Jen stans because we're consuming a television show and we can recognize what she is. But like the people in her life, you are out here swords out for this woman who has defrauded the elderly. That's where I'm like, Heather, sweetie, what are we doing?
Well, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, we can get into this too, because it's going to start. But either way, whatever. We're back on the bus ride from hell. Welcome to hell.
Kev's
it's this
helm.
Black Sprinter van.
Mm-hmm. So we pick up right where we left off with Shanae intervening between Lisa and Jen, yelling, trying to rip each other's throats out.
Oh, they are fully like Jen is lunging. Lisa is just 100% on Whitney's lap, trying to get away from Jen as far as she can. The producer has to step in. At this point, I'm thinking, why would anybody in this group get into a Sprinter van with each other?
Right.
So it's hilarious that later that becomes a real fight because I'm like, why do any of you ride in the Sprinter van together? It is a literal hell in here.
And Heather in a confessional says, if anyone brings up a girl's trip again, I'm sorry, I'm flying private. I'll meet you there.
Yeah, as you should have learned that already, Heather. So Jen seems really to believe this. This is all in the van still. Jen seems really to believe her own reality that she thinks Mary or Meredith did something to get her arrested by the federal government. She brings it up again. She really seems to think that when there is smoke, there is fire to that rumor. But she also is like, there's no evidence against me. You want to know why this case makes no sense? Because there's no evidence against me.
Also, I'm not going to see Omar's prom. It's like, well, sweetie, if you defraud the elderly and you go to prison, those are the consequences.
The thing about it is she says a lot that they don't have any evidence against her. But I remember like 4 months ago when Jen Shaw's her team had asked for more time because there was too many papers of evidence against her. Did I make that
whole
up?
Episode
do you
about
remember
it?
That?
No. That like, there was too much evidence for them to get through to properly prepare for the case. So they filed an extension.
So I just, and Jen is definitely drunk. That's going to come up a lot in the episode. Like, I don't know why we're even talking to Jen Shaw. I don't know why we're talking about Jen Shaw, because Jen Shaw is so drunk. Her eyes are like heavily lidded this entire episode.
Yes. Truly wild that this altercation ends and Jen does what Jen does. And she starts crying about how they don't have a case against her and she's going to miss her family. And then Lisa comes over and hugs her and it ends with Jen deserves the best room in this villa. Like, how did she,
I don't
she
get
is
it.
Masterful. She is truly masterful in the way she can be both a villain and a victim in the same breath.
Yeah, she's tough. I do know if I was on this show, I would do everything I could to not fight with Jen Shaw.
Oh, absolutely.
Not a doubt in my mind. I will tell you right now, if I saw her on the street, she tried to have a verbal confrontation for me, I would just start crying. Like, she has an intense energy that I do not respond well to. I would like to cry.
I would like hand over whatever belongings I had and just be like, take them.
It's an emotional stick up.
She's
a little scary. I'm going to say, her unpredictability is a little scary and I wouldn't want to be friends with her. Last year, I really wanted to be friends with her. This year, it's a hard pass.
I'm happy for the progress you've made.
I know it's been a wild year for us, Jen. Would really like to stay in this place in Zion. Mm-hmm. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
Look, we've said this before. Meredith is not in Utah nor of Utah. No greater evidence of that than the way she says Zion.
Zion. Even Jen, I mean, the rest of them say Zion. Yeah. And Jenny says Zion a little bit.
The real ones say Zions. Like, honestly, that's what it's called. I know it says Zion on the sign, but it's Zions. We're going to Zions.
Dude, if you know, you know. And we all know it's Zions. Would love to stay in this Zion place. Looks great. Looks fun.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's called the Red Rock. I looked it up. It is 10 to 15 minutes from Zion. The doors. I don't think it's in Hurricane. I think it's actually like pretty cool, like right there.
Okay. I mean, it's beautiful. There's a beautiful drive up there and there's those cute little towns. So maybe
let's go.
Let's do it. Not right now. I don't want COVID.
No, we'll do it later. These husbands are idiots though. They leave a note, which was Robert Sr. on that note?
Yeah. He was.
I was going to rewind it to be like, did they include Robert Sr. on this?
They did. They really, truly did. Have any of them ever met Robert Sr.?
If they've met, I guarantee you none of them want to talk to Robert Sr.
Mary doesn't want to talk to Robert Sr.
Robert Sr. doesn't even want to seem to talk to Robert Sr. No. He seems to just like want to zone out, cook, mind his own business. They're idiots. I don't know why they thought this trip. I mean, this is no news that these husbands are idiots. This is just old news. I mean, I am a little surprised at John being this dumb. I think he's usually smarter than this. I think Justin probably like wants he hopes, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I think Seth truly does not give a crap about his wife. So he's
fine
to go along with this. Dewey, again, I think Jenny is the only one who's fine. So he's probably the only one that this was a good decision from.
Sure.
How does Heather feel? How would you feel do you think she cares that it's a Mother's Day thing from husbands and her, she doesn't have a husband?
I think she's relieved that she's not married to any of those guys.
Yeah, that's true. On Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen asked Heather, how did you feel about Whitney giving a breast cake to Seth? And she was like, I mean, I think it's funny. I don't take offense to it. And I was like, no, I'm not offended by it. I'm grossed out by it.
Yeah.
Cringe. It's different.
I've never cringed harder. Like my whole body seized up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm not offended. I just don't like it.
That was, I'm still reeling from that episode.
So Heather then is like, I don't want to be on the team of what just happened in the van. We're walking on a razor's edge. I think that's a generous comment. I think they're past a razor's edge. They're all cut up because that van ride, even if you were Jenny, even if you were Whitney, like you did not leave that van ride unscathed.
No. And this is when she says that Jen's been drinking all day. She hasn't seen Jen drink like this for a long time, which it was like a weirdly serious comment from Heather.
Yeah, she did seem pretty serious about it. I don't know why they keep insisting on calling that bus the party bus. There is no party. Kevin hates his job. I promise you, Kevin hates his job. He hates
being... Where did Kevin stay?
I don't know.
Was he in the house with the
woman? I think there's extra houses on that property.
Okay.
I bet he stayed there.
Do you think he was given the opportunity and he was like, I'm going to pass?
I think Kevin was like, I'm only here to see those Homeland Security agents again. He loved that.
He did love that. The fist bump.
I was really happy for him. Whitney's back by the pool. She uses the phrase sun's out, guns out to talk about her own breasts. It's not the phrase, but you know what? Love the enthusiasm. She seems pretty nice. I'm also loving Heather in her swimsuit. Heather looks dynamite. She has like a sarong on and a hot pink bikini top, and she looks so good. She wear that all incredible. The time.
Yeah, she looks really great.
I also love Heather constantly referencing Celebrity Deathmatch. Like, I love that. I mean, it is such a solid reference of a show you completely forgot about, didn't you?
What's it been, 25 years?
Since? Forever. They used to have like Neve Campbell and Jennifer Love Hewitt fights. That's how old it is.
Wasn't there like a George Bush one at one point? Like it got truly wild, the celebs they were bringing in for this Celebrity Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch is such a funny reference, and I'm very grateful for Heather for reminding me about it. Thank you. Jenny comes down. Everyone looks great in a swimsuit.
They really do.
I think it goes without saying, but Jenny looks adorable. She lets us all know she can't swim. So what she decides to do is get on a pool floaty with Jen Shaw. I would not trust my life in the hands of drunk Jen Shaw. That's just me.
No. How surprised were you to learn that Lisa worked at Hooters?
Not at all surprised. I feel like that tracks for her. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a funny story now, but then she probably did think she could make money.
Surprise in like, oh, and then like, yeah.
Yeah. Especially she loves those cutoffs. Once a Hooters girl, always a Hooters girl.
She looks great in cutoffs.
She looks incredible in cutoffs. I will say the thing about Lisa that she seems to do is she couldn't turn anything into a positive for herself. She really can. Like, I mean, Hooters for me, I'd probably be like, yeah, whatever. It's hilarious. But I bet she has somehow turned that into something positive in her life.
I think that's why she's successful.
I think that's why people hate her too.
Yeah. It's all about the narrative.
Yeah. And I could see that friend being really annoying to be around, but I don't hate Lisa. I have to say again, I don't understand why people hate Lisa the way they hate Lisa.
Do people hate Lisa?
I think people do not.
Who hate Lisa?
I know, I would say fans of Real Housewives do not prefer Lisa over like a grandpa intercourser or an elderly defrauder, which is wild to me. Like you prefer Mary or Jen over Lisa it's honestly purely entertainment. Yeah. Okay. Mary and Jen are very much more like they're good for the show. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I think Lisa is the hub of that wheel in some ways.
I mean, Lisa's the person they approached, you know, and she was the one who brought everyone together. It's wild. She just can't get the storyline to work in her favor, especially when she's on the show with. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you froze a minute and I waited it out.
Sorry. Where did I end?
Lisa's the one they approached. She's the one that
Lisa's
the show.
Lisa's the one that they approached. It's wild that she can't get a storyline to work in her favor, no matter how hard she tries. And it's wild that people prefer the cult leader and the criminal.
Wow, what a fun show. I would watch that. The cult leader, right? And the criminal.
Right?
Yeah, that would be fun. I would watch the TV show. Trademark, Emily and Meg. That's ours. No one take it. I do think the problem with Lisa is she's very contrived. Like, there is something about Lisa that is fundamentally unlikable on the show. And I think it's because she's trying so hard to be something.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, Jen Shah, like, she's a mess, but she's also funny. So you can kind of be like, well, she's kind of funny. And like, Mary's such chaos. It's just purely entertainment. And you're okay to feel like, I hate Mary. Like, you get to you, there's no complicated emotions. Cause even me, I think I hate Jen Shah. And then there are times in my heart where I'm like, well, maybe she is innocent. I mean, I'm not joking when I tell you every single episode I text my lawyer friend after, like, is there a chance she's innocent? And every single time my friend says, no, there's not. You have to stop asking me. But I still wonder.
New phone.
Yeah. Who's this? Don't know this number. So
I don't ever think, oh, maybe Jen's innocent. I think, oh, Jen's funny. And I still kind of like her.
I know.
In spite of my better judgment, because she makes me laugh.
I don't like her as a person. I like her on the show.
Yeah.
She's funny.
She's funny.
I'm sorry, but she is funny.
When she asked them, the chefs, if she could help them cook dinner, that I actually laughed, you know?
I did not laugh when she put her fingers in food. I don't like that. Whitney's like, I'm going to bring some Mother Earth healing energy. And right at this moment, I'm predicting this evening will not go right.
What makes you think that?
Yeah. So what it is bringing Mother Earth into it. They like to bring in a lot of deities. I promise you, do not want to be a
spiritual show.
Mother Earth is like, leave me out of it. I feel like God is like, I do not want this. I never asked for this. Please stop saying my name on this show.
Yeah.
They're going to get some sort of cease and desist from a lot of different.
From a lot of gods. Yeah.
A lot of different gods. So Whitney and Heather are like, I want to avoid confrontation. And then they immediately tell Meredith and Mary what happened on the bus. Immediately. Like, Meredith and Mary come into the house. They're late. Whitney and Heather lock themselves in the bathroom because they're like, I'm just not ready, which I understand completely. And then immediately they unlock it and we're like, Jen tried to beat up Lisa because she's friends with you, Meredith. I mean, it was like, Have you seen Celebrity Deathmatch? Mary's like, oh, sounds scary. And then in the same rush, she's like, I wish I was there. And that's how you know Mary's close to God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She could have sent Jesus after him.
Yeah.
Had she been there.
Had she known, Jesus would have joined the Celebrity Deathmatch. Whitney's in a panic. She's trying to get everyone in white to the car. And I do feel kind of bummed for her at this moment, because Whitney, sincerely, this seems like a very sincere big deal to her. And I want to say, I don't feel like Whitney asks for much on this show. I really don't. And I'm like, just give her, she really wants to do this. Just go and do it with her. It means something to her. She goes to your pho lunches. She dressed up like a mobster hooker for your cooking lessons. Like, just give Whitney this one Mother Earth ceremony, please.
Yeah.
She's in a panic. And I'm like, this is not going to work. She gets freaking drunk Jen and Meredith in, and then was like, I don't have time to go get Mary. They have to get to the place before the sun goes down, which she should have started 4 hours earlier if we were trying to get somewhere on time.
And why did we have to do this in sunlight?
Well, because they do that labyrinth. You can't do that in the dark.
Okay.
And it does sound like they were supposed to have a fire burning ceremony, like probably right when the sun went down.
Sure.
Okay. So Jen.
So they get there, they meet Bettina.
Yeah. Kevin says to Whitney, Kevin's the Sprinter van driver, AKA after Carlin, our favorite member of the show.
Yes.
Kevin says, gonna go barefoot, huh? His one line all episode, loved it for him.
Because Whitney answers sincerely. Yeah. Keeps me grounded.
Keeps me grounded. Kevin's a star. And you know what? I'm happy for him. They meet Bettina. Mary's not there because Mary does not like to travel and have an event on the same day. She would never do that.
You know what? I do have to tell you, when we arrived in Tokyo, we had tickets to a baseball game.
Okay.
And so we went that night after traveling to Tokyo. I was so tired. It physically hurt.
Yeah. Well, I believe that because you traveled like really far and there's a time difference. Saying, Mary took a 1 hour plane ride.
Sometimes that advice makes sense.
No, I agree. Traveling
from Salt Lake City to Zion, you could probably handle a spiritual ceremony.
I don't know how to tell Whitney and Meredith, they could have just worn their white outfits on the plane. I don't understand why they didn't wear those on the plane if they knew they had something to do.
Right.
Mary, yeah, no, I get it.
Bags for overnight.
I get it in general. Like if I fly to California, I don't want to go to Disneyland that day. I want to sleep and then go. I get it. But Mary's just rude.
She is rude.
There's no way about it. So they meet Bettina, who seems cool and like out of her depth with this crew of women, if I may. And she's like, walk through the labyrinth, think about what you want to let go. And Jen Shaw's like, I want to let go of unnecessary judgment. Like, that's okay. The biggest of her concerns.
What's your greatest weakness? I care too much.
Unnecessary judgments. It really killed me. I was like, yeah, that seems like it should be your focus this time.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to let go of negativity. They just want to get along. Everyone that is, but Mary, because Mary shows up and is such a B-I-T-C-H about Whitney's spiritual connection to Earth. Woof. It was a tough look for someone who is like apparently a church leader, in my opinion.
Stands off to the side looking annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess the producers forced her to be there. That's my answer for everything that Mary's involved in now. They hold up her contract and say, like, listen, you signed, be on camera.
Yeah, she has to go. And she had to wear 6-inch stiletto boots and stand on a rock. I was like, what in the world is this woman? So she's turns her back to the ceremony. She's like, this is not for me. She mocks Whitney. She's like, well, Whitney has to have her spiritual things. And I'm like, Mary, you literally tell everyone you're God. Like,
yes.
you're really one to judge.
I will send Jesus after you.
Like, you're mad that Whitney wants to have an indigenous leader guide her through a ceremony, like a connection to Mother Earth. Like, how is that where we're drawing the line, Mary?
Right. Right.
And Whitney did have a good point when he's like, I don't believe in her church, but I went and I was supportive. And I was like, yeah, because you are a better friend to Mary and Mary does not care about you. You should let her go.
I don't understand why Whitney cares about Mary.
I think this episode, she sort of seemed to not anymore.
Yeah.
It felt like she's done.
She keeps talking about how she doesn't feel like she's good enough for people. It's like, but who and why do you care?
I think she does crave approval from like Whitney and Mary. I mean, Lisa and Mary. I think there is something like, I hate Mary and I want to be like, if I was in a friend group with Mary, I couldn't care less what she thought about me. But I think there could always be a point where you're just like, I feel bad this person doesn't like me, even though I don't like them.
Sure.
And Whitney, I think that's why Whitney hates Lisa too, is because like Lisa will not give her approval to her. She won't. Because she's not going to give it to anyone because that's how she has power over people. And that really, like, I just wish Whitney and Heather were more self-assured.
Me too.
I think they would hate Lisa less if they were personally.
No, I mean, that's true for anybody. The more you like yourself, the more you like other people.
Because you know who doesn't give a crap about any of this? Jenny. Jenny's the most self-assured person on this show. She got mad one time this entire season, really.
Yeah. And it felt very contrived too.
Yeah, it's true. The sister wife. I mean, she did get mad about the racial remarks, but even that, like, she kept it cooler than she needed to, is how I felt.
Yes, she was very mature.
Which, speaking about that, Andy Cohen brought that up with Heather. Did you hear that and watch What Happens Live? Where he was like,
I fell asleep at that part.
Oh, okay. Well, he asked Heather, how do you feel about that? And she was like, well, Jenny just wanted support from us. And Andy's like, and what do you say to that? And Heather's like, I mean, we're trying our best, but we could be better. And I was like, I don't know. I felt dissatisfied with that answer. I wish Heather would have been like, we all should have spoken up more and we didn't. It's a tricky situation. I don't know how to talk about race sometimes. Like, all of that is true. And I wish she would just like say that, but she's like, we were not great about it. And like, we're trying in our hearts, but I'm like,
she seemed very nervous on Watch What Happens Live.
She seemed very stressed out, which was hilarious. Cause Lucas was like a number one fan of her. And I was at ease with Lucas.
I was too. And it was like, what is this energy?
Someone give Heather a Xanax. She did Please. Seem like her energy was weird. And the most emotional she got was when she talked about Lisa. I'm telling you, she had a hate in her eyes.
I think her hate for Lisa fuels her.
Yeah, which is so interesting because I'm like, you should honestly hate. Jen Shaw called you a manatee. Like, she is not a nice person to you.
Right.
And now you have a perfect reason to not want to be her friend and you're not going to take it.
Right.
It's insane to me. Like, this person is mean about you. She's mean about who you are, what you look like. She's a mean person to you. And I understand before being like, well, we got to let it go. But now you can honestly be like, until Jen is cleared of the charges, I believe they're true.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be friends with her. Whatever. I don't get it. Heather, you're on thin ice, sis, and I like you. I don't know. This table, then we get back. Heather's like, I have hope in my heart. Oh, wait. I wanted to talk about how Mary was like, I'm not offended. I'm just very loyal to my God. So I would never do this.
Mm-hmm.
Her God sounds like really fun. Don't you think?
Isn't it her?
Yeah. And he's like, has a lot of rules. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yep. If she's God and she's loyal to herself, couldn't she do whatever she wants?
Yeah. But then she'd have to connect with people.
Yeah.
And her God doesn't like to connect with people.
So they go to this dinner. Half of them change clothes. Meredith, who wore her denim tuxedo to the ceremony, then changes into a white dress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rude.
Rude.
Jen puts on like a little snake skin number. Is this when we see like the pasties?
Yeah. No, we saw the pasties when they were helping drunk Jen change into her white dress. It was just fully nude Jen Shaw.
Were you uncomfortable? Am I a prude? Because I was like, this is on TV.
Well, I was uncomfortable because she seemed really drunk. And so I'm like, are you okay changing on TV?
Do you know this is on TV? That's what I was like. Like, did Jen know that was going to be on TV?
I don't think she knows anything at this moment. Look and listen. She seemed very drunk this entire night. I'm telling you, she could not open her eyes all the way.
Yeah.
And there are times where I'm like, was she drunk? Like, you don't remember in Colorado when everyone's like, Meredith's drunk. I was sort of like, yeah, she probably seems drunk. But this was a time where I'm like, Jen, yeah, you should eat as much bread as possible. Because the only thing you have in your stomach is alcohol.
Yes. It's terrifying. Okay.
In my opinion.
They change. And then just chaos ensues.
So, we went from a dinner, a bus ride from hell to the dinner from hell. Whitney's had it, which I loved Whitney's energy at this dinner table because she has had it. And she decides to just like cut the crap. I'm already tired, but Whitney, I'm tired because what Whitney decides the most important thing to do is be like, why didn't you guys come on the bus with us? And I'm like, did you see that bus ride? Why would they come on the bus? Like, why in the world would they cut? Why does it matter if they took a plane? I don't get why that is the point that people are upset about.
I mean, again, maybe it's like we all signed a contract to be on this show and you guys keep skipping out on this stupid stuff that we all have to do. Why do you get to do it? I kind of feel like that's the part they weren't saying.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm like, do you honestly want to be on a bus with Mary? Honestly, do you want to spend 7 hours on a bus with Mary?
Yeah.
Even I'd rather
the ride back from tubing was terrible. And that was like 2 hours.
Awful. Yeah. So I don't care. Whatever. Then Jen and Meredith really get into it. And Jen's like, people would like Meredith more if she was just honest. But I think Jen, people would like you more if you reined it in a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys could learn from each other.
Well, Meredith is also like, I didn't drive with you guys because Seth had a doctor's appointment. It's like, but Seth has you have more than one car. I know you have more than one car.
And she was like, well, even if Seth's appointment was tomorrow, I would have come. So she openly admits that she did not have to be there. What's wrong with just saying what she said in her confessional? I don't want to take a bus with you. Like, I mean, look at this dinner. If it were me, I would have been like, well, what's happening at this dinner is exactly why I didn't take the bus. Like, there's no way for me to get up and leave on a bus. And I feel cornered by everyone. What's wrong with saying that? There's nothing wrong with it. I just said it.
You did. And good job.
Thank you
for having the courage to say what Meredith won't.
Meredith won't say it. This is the point where Whitney's confessional look is when she's in this pink sweater with her hair up. And I think she looks stunning.
She does. She looks
She
great.
Looks She's so beautiful. Good. Her hair back is a really pretty look on her.
Yeah.
Someone should have told her she should have just worn that for the reunion.
oh my gosh. So, we haven't even talked about the reunion looks.
We'll get there. Okay. Then all hell breaks loose. Meredith throws Jenny under the bus. Jenny's not having it. Like the whole thing comes about the private investigator comes up. Well, not yet, because we still have all this stuff. Everyone hates each other. Jen's a real
Jen victim. Leaves. Jen goes into the kitchen.
Yep. Jen Meredith goes into the kitchen. Leaves. Meredith leaves. Mary goes to get Meredith. They all bully Mary into going and get Meredith, which I loved. Whitney really is taking no crap, but I will say, have you ever seen Harry Potter or read it?
Have I ever seen Harry Potter, the movies? Yeah.
Or read
Harry. Yes.
I'm okay.
35 years old.
So do you remember that one elf? Do you remember that
Harry
elf?
Harry Potter? Have you heard of it?
Have you heard of Harry Potter? Which, by the way, the Real Housewives of Hogsmeade, I'd watch in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
That's our idea. No one take it. Trademark. Okay,
so
well,
ideas.
We have a lot of ideas today. In Harry Potter, in the Sirius Black house, there's that one elf creature who, you know, mutters under his breath the whole time about mudbloods and Harry Potter. That's Mary this entire dinner.
What's Whitney doing?
Whitney has no manners. Whitney has no manners. No manners. Whitney the silly. I mean, she is talking about Whitney across the table. Like Whitney can't hear. I'm telling you, it's creature. Worst of all elves. And I'm including
what a journey to get there. Have you seen Harry Potter?
Do you ever think it's so weird that elves get drunk off of butterbeer, but they serve it to children?
It's very weird.
There's a lot of unanswered questions for me there. And I would love to have a conversation with anybody about it, honestly.
Maybe we'll take this offline.
Okay. So Whitney's getting muttered about. Jen's eating with her hands.
Jen offers the gist, to cook.
The gist of it is no one understands why Meredith wants to be friends with Mary, because Mary is literally mean to everybody.
Do you understand it?
No, but again, my only thing is what I've been saying all season, which I feel like Meredith has to be friends with somebody. Yeah. And she hates Jen, and so she has to shun an entire group of people because they're friends with her.
Mary doesn't care enough about anybody to take sides, really, and so she's there.
Yeah, it's weird. Mary and Whitney have, like, a dumb exchange about how Mary's like, I know you just want me to say I'm your friend, but I can't do that. And Whitney's like, I don't care anymore. And Mary's like, well, you shouldn't. And Mary this whole time is talking with her mouth full, so manners, Mary.
Right.
Then it gets to the private investigator of it all, which it kills me because drunk Jen Shaw keeps saying, why did you hire a private investigator to research me? The words just investigate again. Research just killed me.
They're like pulling up JSTOR on their computer, logging into the EDU.
Their Wikipedia, Jen Shaw. So Meredith's like, no, that's not what happened. What happened was my family was getting a bunch of threats. I hired a private investigator to figure out who it was. And I told the private investigator, it could have been any of these women. Like, I put all of your names down. Like, it could have been any of them. He researched it, if you will. And he walked away saying he feels very certain it's Jen Shaw. So that's how it happened. Jen gets that information and instead decides to yell at Jenny. And was like, why did you say she investigated me? And Jenny's just like, I didn't sign up for this. She did. But Jenny's just like, I'm the one who told you the truth. So why are you yelling at me? Jenny shuts it down pretty fast, which I'm like, Jenny is the most rational housewife, I want to say, on any franchise. I'm said it. She's so rational and she doesn't disengage. She's there. She's just not involved.
She's just like a foil. You know, it's like, having a normie at the Olympics, but in a good way, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they're all losing their minds, and then cut to Jenny, who's just like, what is happening?
Whatever. I really like Jenny. I really hope she's on next year, because I think she's the only one who kind of grounds us in like rational thoughts. I think Heather's rational, but I think Heather won't speak up. So That's why I like to have Jenny. She's the grounding housewife. Meredith used to be it, but now she's off. She's off that team.
Meredith has lost her mind.
Meredith seems medicated.
Mm.
What? That's how I'm like, are you friends with Jenny? Because you're like, you seem like there's a part of you that's sort of missing is how I feel about Meredith.
Interesting.
Behind like a blocker of some kind.
Yeah.
Then it gets wild. This is the part where I'm like, I hate Jen Shaw. She's not entertaining to me at this point because Meredith was like, I won't be friends with you because you were awful to my family. And then Jen's immediately like, well, you were mean to my family. Like, my dad's stronger than your dad. Yeah. And Meredith's like, no, I wasn't. I was never mean to your family. She's like, well, your son was. And Meredith's like, my son has never talked about you. And then Jen again says, well, he said he saw my vagina. Which, first of all, how is that being
fact?
He did see your vagina. And that's when Meredith just loses it and was like, he did see your vagina. I saw your vagina. And then I think she starts naming production crew because she's like, Carrie saw your vagina.
I think they're the assistants.
She's like, Brooke saw your vagina. Carrie saw your vagina. All of us saw your vagina. They all told you you could see your vagina. And like, don't you remember that scene? Jen was like laughing so hard and was like, my vagina's out. Like, to now turn that around to prove that Brooks Marks talks about her is the hoops are, I can't even understand them.
Well, but that's what she does, right? She takes like a confrontation and then she pulls out the most obscure minor infraction the other person has committed and turns that into what has victimized her.
She's like, you breathed on me when you knew you had a cold and right. Now I have cancer. That's right. How it feels. Like,
yes,
it's just, this is where she stops being fun for me because it's just so irrational. I'm just like, I cannot. My husband has gotten sucked in. He watches it with me. And he was like, I hate these dinners because the circle talk is just like, it stops being entertaining. And I'm like, you nailed it because it does stop being entertaining when it's the same stuff. Like you can watch the first season, Jen, and see that you thought showing your vagina was hilarious. You thought it was hilarious. We all watched you laugh your head off about it.
Right.
And now you're like mad because Brooke said he saw it. Well, he did. How's that his fault?
She uses her kids. Like, I have two kids and they heard that. I was like, yeah, Jen, again, your consequences have actions and those actions impact your children. That's like, why being a parent is hard.
Here's a mirror, Jen, and you can blame one person in that mirror. It is yourself.
Yeah.
You should have thought, you know what? Your kids are seeing this where you're like drunkenly yelling. I wouldn't want you to come to my prom. If it was my mom, there, I said it. And I don't feel bad. I feel a little bad. I said it. It's still his mom. You know what I mean? Either way, I just cannot. Jen gets in Meredith's face and you know, who knows what. And then she calls Jen calls Meredith a fraud, which is iconic and ironic. And Meredith's like, okay, sweetie, okay, honey, which I will tell you, I would have punched Meredith then because I don't like when people call me sweetie.
No, nor do I.
Like, Meredith's like, you know what I know? And I'm like, no, I don't. Tell me, Meredith. Meredith, for hell's sake, just tell me what you know. And right. Then Jen yells something about Meredith's 10 boyfriends. After this season, I feel like Meredith probably does have 10 boyfriends. And I also feel like Seth doesn't care because I get the impression he has 10 girlfriends.
Yeah. And weren't they separated?
They were separated.
So like,
and he was obviously dating. Remember his Tinder profile pic from last week?
Yeah. I mean, why is this a big deal?
Why is this a big deal? I don't know. Because they have to have 20 episodes for some reason because they hate me.
They hate you. That's what it is. They sat around a production meeting and they said, how long should this season be? And then they said, you know, we hate Emily King. So let's make 20. It 20.
They're like, so it'll be entertaining for 13, but let's go ahead and do 20.
It is like, you guys, you have such good storylines. How are we how are we making it dull?
How is it this? Like, how are we not yelling about Mary, about how she's a cult leader yet? I don't get it. Like this, Whitney, that was your time.
If we don't get some sort of conclusion to that before she's off the show, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm going to be so mad.
We know she's not coming back. She didn't go to the reunion.
She's not back.
She actively hates being on this show every second she's on it. Who cares? You don't need the public to like her anymore. Tell us everything.
Yeah. And Andy asked Heather, like, we just filmed the reunion. What did you think? And she said, I thought it was healing. I thought it was emotional. I don't know yet what happened at the reunion. I do know that it's some of the worst clothing choices I have ever seen from more than one. These outfits humiliate me. I'm so embarrassed about being from Utah when I saw these outfits. They're all
Meredith, especially.
Meredith is so dumb. These outfits are so dumb. You have to stop wearing Christian Cohen. You have to.
The feathers are atrocious. The tailoring looks bad. The jacket doesn't fit her correctly.
It makes you look like a linebacker, and you've got a phenomenal body.
Yeah.
It's Whitney's awful.
I didn't hate until you pointed out the attached glove.
No, what? I hated Whitney's. Listen, the one thing I didn't hate for Whitney, though, is it felt like her. And Whitney has bad style. There, I mean, she just does. There's no way around it. But Whitney has bad style, but I at least thought she was authentically herself. So, and it was a great color on her. Whitney, to me, hilariously top two out of all, because all of them were
so
bad.
Who was number one? Lisa?
Lisa, because it's boring, it's safe, but it's fine. Do you know what I mean?
I just felt like it was purple tinfoil, like attached to a body.
Yeah, but it was like not as offensive.
Jen's was offensive.
Jen's wearing a Cardi B dress. Like, it's so stupid. It's so stupid. If you knew a famous person wore something, I would advise you not to wear it. Because one, Cardi B is iconic in it. She looks awesome. She did it 2 years ago. So you look like a wannabe.
Yeah. And you're going to be on a Who Wore It Better on People Magazine. And guess what? The celebrity's going to win.
Every time. Heather's was terrible because she frumped it up. She looked frumpy. Heather, I would love to be friends with Heather just to be like, you hit great shape for your body sometimes with clothing, like where you look incredible.
Yeah.
Like she looks so cool in that white outfit with those thigh high boots. Like she looked cool.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you can look really cool. So I don't understand who told you to buy this Dillard's velvet dress. I don't understand. I and you should stop being friends with them because it's a bad dress. Jenny is serving ice skating realness, looking like Oksana Bayul went to prom.
Deep pull.
I don't like it. I mean, I do love Jenny's hair up. She looks great. Jenny's probably third best dressed, which is hilarious because I hate it. Yeah. In the order of best to worst dress for me, it's Lisa. It's safe. It's fine. Then Whitney, hilarious. I hate it, but it's better than other. Jenny.
Yeah.
Heather, because Heather's bad, but it's not as bad. And then Jen, and then Meredith. Meredith's more stress.
Everything about it, the color, the mesh, the feathers, the fit.
Every single thing about that outfit was the wrong decision. And she should know better. That's what bums me out the most. I did find out that Christian Cohen's Brooks's fashion mentor. So we solved the mystery of why she's always wearing Christian Cohen.
Okay. Well,
the thing is, she's worn cooler things like day to day.
She looks great. Like anytime they have a group outing and it's like midday, she looks amazing. That outfit she wore to ice fishing. Incredible. When she was marching across the frozen
lake.
She
looks so cool.
Yeah. I think formal wear is hard for her.
Even that white dress she changed into, like she looked great. Where you should have worn that. That would have been a better move. Right. I just, Chloe Marks, have a word with your mom because you know she's better than this. Anyway, I'm just humiliated because I feel like they did Utah dirty because you know what? We already have a bad rep as far as like luxury in comparison to the other housewives. Like we're small potatoes, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
So the fact that these women have access to some pretty great clothes and they all chose the outfits they did, just like it's humiliating for all of Utah.
What was the theme? Like gem tone madness?
The theme was like, what would you wear to weddings?
If the wedding was at like Dollywood.
Yeah. Wow. Great. That's exactly. Yeah.
Tough. Okay. So it was
we have next week to look forward to.
We do. what episode was this? 17?
17.
Are we really looking at 20?
I hope not. I can't do it. And next week didn't even look entertaining in the promo. It's like they're going hiking. I don't care. Cut it.
Right. Andy Cohen. It looked like a bachelor group dates. So hopefully we get more than.
I just would love what I'm hoping from the reunion is the truth about Mary Cosby. someone actually calling Jen Shah out for being a felon and being like, yeah, guilty until proven innocent, but like you have to stop saying, I'm sorry, reverse that, innocent until proven guilty, but you have to stop pretending like no one has a case against you. There are 13 people who got charged with Jen Shah. Like 10 of them pleaded guilty. Jen is one of three who said not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look great. IMO doesn't look great for you when everyone else involved is like, yeah, you got me.
Yeah. Are we going to have an actual conversation about it?
I would love to have an actual conversation about it. I would love for Jenny to be like, honestly, I understand race is very hard to talk about, but like you could have been better about supporting me in that conversation. And I hope that someone talks about what a pervert Seth is.
I don't think they will on that last one, but I hope everything else works out.
They love Seth.
They do. Isn't it weird?
I'm just like, does just his terrible moments get filmed?
Maybe.
I don't know. Getting I'm bad like, at it. I know I had friends in college that looking back, I'm like, oof, they were mean and awful.
Yeah.
So maybe it's one of those you just kind of forget in the moment that they're the worst.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they're scared of Meredith.
She seems to disengage more than fight, though.
Yeah, but isn't that a little scarier?
I don't know.
The people who disengage, at some point, they're going to explode.
I do hate being ignored. Like, if you're really mad at me and you want to punish me, ignoring me will drive me crazy. So,
right.
I could see that. Like, I'd rather have Jen Shah yell at me than get, like, ignored straight up.
Same. Honestly, same.
Whatever. All right. Guys, step it up.
We'll be back next week to talk about whatever happens. So, talk to you soon.